just like last year, a narrow 1-0 defeat to Cork.
Yeah, I think probably with the conditions, and there should be probably great praise due to the ground staff here for getting the game playable today. You know, the conditions were heavy, which probably evened out the game to some degree. Very similar to last year when they came up, I think, in a Monday night game. But, you know, we still come out the wrong side of the narrow defeat. To be fair to them, they had the better of the few chances that were in the game. And look, they came up, they can play. There's no doubt about the ability that they can play, but they also battled. And the battle there tonight to get the 3 points, and fair play to them, and congratulate them going down the road. Like.
Yeah, and the deciding factor was that goal just before half-time, Ollie. Cruel time to concede.
Yeah, it was very poor defensively. Dermot, you know, we defended quite well. We made three mistakes in the first half, all in and around Seanan Maguire. I think that one came from three or four throw-ins. I think Conor McCormack had a few throw-ins at right side, high in the right for Cork. We dealt with them. I think the goal we left for Kieran Gallagher to pick, he was never going to get it. And of all people, Seanan Maguire slipped in there. Now, to be fair, they had two chances in the second half. One that Kieran saved at his feet, the other one that came off the post. At the other end, we were chasing down half chances, but we had half chances, and you know, probably two of them fell to Gareth Harkin. Maybe the other one, you know, fell to Keenan McAleer that Mark McNulty saved. But we're disappointed in the manner the goal was conceded. But look, small margins and a little bit of quality showed in the end with the likes of Seanan Maguire.
You must have been happy though, Ollie, with the overall performance of your team. I mean, a lot of changes in there, new faces on show, and Harps put it up to them.
Yeah, but it's a home game that's gone. You know, we have, I think, one game less at home this year than we had last year. That's another home game gone without a point. And, you know, when people talk about trying to accumulate points, it's obviously it's here in Ballybathea that we need to accumulate most of them. And that's a point. I won't say dropped, but it's a point possibly we could have got. So disappointing in that way. If we lost 2 or 3 nil, it might have been easier to take. But that's taking nothing away from Cork. They come up here and you know, there's no doubt about their ability. We saw them last week against Dundalk playing brilliant football, but they battled as well here today, and that's why they'll be competing at the top end of the table.
Yeah, and as I say, a lot of new faces on show, Ollie. Eddie Zassan came off the bench. He's a late signing for you. How did that one work out?
Eddie came in, yeah, during the week. I've been speaking to Eddie basically since the end of the season. He played and did very well for Longford Town up here against us, and a number of games I watched him against other teams in Longford that he did very, very well. I've been speaking to Eddie for the last 3 months basically, and eventually he decided to come in just before the deadline. So look, we need him and we need everybody there. Danny Morrissey took a nasty injury there, so we're hopeful that he won't take too long in recovering, but we need everybody fully fit to try and stay in this division.
Yeah, and no surprise probably that the biggest year was reserved for the introduction of Paddy McCord. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to guide Harps to an equaliser, but still good to see him involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, Paddy played the two balls for two chances through to Gareth Harkin. You know, he can't take away from that quality. Yeah. He put a ball in the back post and Gareth in his left foot, and he put one that he threaded to Gareth's right foot at the right side of the goal. They were probably our two best chances in the second half that he was involved in. He has that quality, but, you know, I think overall we're disappointed, probably most so with the manner of the goal that we conceded.
Right. Next up, Bray Wanderers. Another difficult test, Ollie.
Yeah, they don't get any easier. Bray last year at the end of the season were excellent. They've added the likes of Aaron Green there. They've added Bissau up front, Flood, and you know, they'll be competing up at the top. But we have to go there and try and get something out of it. The fact that we got nothing out of it tonight, we need to try and go and get something up there, which will be very, very difficult, to put it that way.